keeps you guys from having your three-point rhythm.
They were. They were sort of cursing at each other a lot when that was happening. But no, I mean, I think, honestly, I don't think, look, we scored 107? 110 plus, I think, in the game. So it wasn't our offense. I mean, we were going to have guys that are going to score. It's, I'm serious. I mean, even though we scored enough points in all the games. We just got to do a better job defensively. That's been the Achilles heel, been the problem. You know, regardless whether, you know, I have no points or, you know, LB goes for 30 or whatever the case may be, we're going to score enough points. We got enough weapons. We just got to do a better job of limiting them and making it more difficult for them when they're on offense.
That small lineup worked really well, but it makes it harder to contend with our size on the other end, especially on the help stuff off the screen rolls and stuff, when it's like Jared having to come over to get Pow or something like that. Do you guys feel like you have to have another big on the floor? Can that small lineup be out there extended time?
I don't know. I mean, we tied it up. We got back in the game with that. But, at some point it matters, but it doesn't matter. You just got to go out and fight. You got to have desire. You just got to leave it all. And if you can do that, then you can live with the result, whatever that may be. And I think everybody here, to a man, feels like, you know, we can play better. I can do more personally. I can play harder. I can fight harder. You know, all those different types of things. And, you know, sometimes you do that and you lose a game and, you know, okay, we lost the game. But, you know, I think we all feel we can give a little bit more.
That's what the defensive turn will be, more desire than tactical?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. We talked about it, but, you know, tell me the tactics or the fundamentals of rebounding. You know, it's just going and getting it. You know, it's like, I want it more than you want it. I mean, I mean, that's what it is. And sometimes defensively, it's, you know, I'm just, you know, taking it personal, you know. And so we all can do a better job of that.
That's where you live. I think defensively there was a lot of overthinking, you know, getting in the heads of, you know, we got to be here, we got to be here. The rotations didn't seem as crisp as they had.
We talked about that, and you know, we're getting back to doing what we've done all season, not trying to change because we're playing the Lakers, but just do what we've done from day one in training camp. And I think today was really about that, kind of getting back to the basics. Look, we're going to do what we do, and what we've done has got us to this point thus far. No need to change it, you know, at this point in the year.
Is the triangle so different that it makes rotations harder?
It presents problems, but, you know, you know, I think you're right. We were unsure. We weren't reacting instinctively. There was a lot of thinking out there. And, you know, in certain situations, we just got to stick to our principles. And that's what we've talked about all season, sticking to our principles, reinforcing our principles. And, you know, if you do that, then, you know, you don't know if you're going to win or lose, but at least you know you're going to be more comfortable doing what you do best, doing what you've been doing all season defensively. Hard to answer that. Well, we made some changes. We made some changes to try to play against LA.
When you're going through it in the game, you kind of sense that it's not.
Yeah, I think so. I think we all felt that way. Look, I mean, you know, they still could have beat us and beat us the way they did. But so, you know, not making excuses. We just, like I said, was getting back to, you know, working on and talking about and doing the things that we've been doing all season.
Talk about the zone. I saw, you know, at the end of the game there, was really small. It seemed, was that the normal zone defense, or was it a kind of a strong side zone? It looked a little bit different.
I don't know if he played zone, to be honest, at the end of the game.
A couple possessions at the end where Powell, I remember Powell got the ball on the block. And, you know, he was definitely.
No.
Kobe had the ball in the corner. You were backing him up on the strong side instead of on the other side.
You sure? Honestly, in that game, I don't think we ran zone in that whole game, or at least in the fourth quarter we didn't. Because we had me, Jay Rich, Goran, Steve, and Amari out there at the end. And that's pretty bad when our man looks like zone. We need to work on the man. But I think we worked on zone a little bit today. We didn't zone at the end of the game. At least that wasn't the intention. But we did talk about it, and we went over some things. And we went over their zone offense, what they try to do. So we may incorporate it a little bit more in game three.
You really handily beat this team in December here at the U.S. Airways Center. What do you draw from that game when you kind of look at this tactically and effort-wise going into game three?
Well, I mean, you know, we're both different teams and, you know, than we were at that point. But, you know, the belief that we can beat them, and we beat them before, and that we play well at home. So we haven't gone back and looked at that game. Maybe we will tomorrow. Looking at tape and so forth, but you know, we just played free, we played loose, we played relaxed, and that's how we played all playoffs. And a little uptight these first two games. We got to be who we are, you know. And who we are has been pretty good. Who we are has got us to this point thus far.
Thanks. In another lifetime, aren't you one of Detroit teams?